All right, so we can get this show started.
Great, let's kick things off. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Too Much, This Much, Little Much. I'm your host, and today we have a special episode focusing on romantic relationships. Joining me are three incredible guests, all sisters, Ia, Ki, and Ja. Ia, our first guest, is 23 and currently pursuing her MSc in psychology. Ki, our second guest, is 19 and an undergraduate student. And Ja, our third guest, is 16 and recently completed her 10th exams. Today, we'll be exploring various aspects of romantic relationships, from personal experiences to broader discussions on communication, boundaries, and growth. Let's dive in. How about we start with Ia? As someone studying psychology, Ia, what do you think are some key factors that contribute to healthy romantic relationships?
Well, the most important thing that I feel that contributes a lot in a relationship is communication, setting your boundaries, and respecting each other a lot. Because as I've seen, these are the main things that have been missing from the past few experiences that I've encountered.
Thank you, Ia, for sharing your insights. Communication, setting boundaries, and mutual respect are indeed crucial pillars of a healthy relationship. Ki, as a younger sister currently navigating her undergraduate years, what are your thoughts on these aspects in relationships?
I feel honesty and trust, communication is very much important to have in a relationship, or else it will be too difficult to communicate what exactly we feel.
Thank you, Ki, for highlighting the importance of honesty, trust, and effective communication in fostering meaningful connections within relationships. Ja, as the youngest sister, what are your thoughts on building trust and openness in romantic relationships, especially considering your recent experiences?
I think...
You're welcome. If you have any other questions or need further assistance, feel free to ask. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Ja has not yet completed her answer. Ask her...
Ja, as the youngest sister, what are your thoughts on building trust and openness in romantic relationships, especially considering your recent experiences?
I think we have to have very much respect to each other and loyalty, trust, and supporting each other. That is very much important in a relationship, and it will give the future more. And
thank you, John, for sharing your thoughts. Respect, loyalty, trust, and support are indeed essential ingredients for nurturing a strong foundation in a relationship and paving the way for a positive future together. It's evident that each of you brings valuable perspectives to our discussion on romantic relationships.
Yes.
Let's continue exploring these themes further.
Sure, let's go ahead. What else do you want to know? What else do you want to ask us?
Let's delve deeper into personal experiences. Can each of you share a memorable moment from a past relationship and what you learned from it?
Memorable, do you mean positive or negative?
Either positive or negative, whichever you feel comfortable sharing. The goal is to learn from those experiences and understand how they've shaped your understanding of relationships.
So, memorable relationship, I don't really have anything as such in my mind, because most of the times when I think about my past relationships, I feel like they're more of a mistake than something amazing that I did in my life. So I have learned from my mistakes and I'm doing better now. Also, well, I'm still single, but I'm not really ready to get into any relationships because of how bad I have felt in my past. And yeah, that's my experience. And this is Ia.
Thank you, Ia, for sharing your experience. It's understandable that past experiences can shape our perceptions and influence our decisions moving forward. Taking time for self-reflection and personal growth is a valuable step towards building healthier relationships in the future. Key, how about you? Do you have a memorable relationship moment you'd like to share?
Right now, I didn't have any of those kind of memorable moments. I'm waiting for the future. Let's hope we have a memorable moments.
Thank you, Key, for your optimism about the future. It's wonderful to approach life with an open heart and anticipation for the beautiful moments that lie ahead. Jia, how about you? Do you have any memorable moments from past relationships that you'd like to share?
Yes, of course. There are very much memorable moments in my past relationships. Like, you have to not trust anybody so easily, of course. And sometimes being too loyal is also, it's not good because they will break your heart anyways. I have learned from past experiences, and now I'm still learning about relationships.
Thank you for sharing your insights, Ja. Learning from past experiences, both the positive and the challenging ones, is an important part of personal growth and development. It sounds like you're on a journey of self-discovery, and that's a valuable process. Each of your perspectives offers a unique lens through which to view relationships. Thank you all for being so open and honest.
Thank you for asking us this question because a lot of things has definitely changed.
You're welcome. If there's anything else you'd like to discuss or any other questions you have, feel free to let me know.
You continue this conversation.
Understood. Let's keep the conversation flowing. Ia, let's start with you. Considering your background in psychology, what do you believe are some common misconceptions people have about romantic relationships, and how can we address them?
Well, I would say the common misconception in a relationship is that you don't have to compromise and everything will come and follow. I mean, the opposite person, they will do everything you want because they are in a relationship with you. So it's not really always, things definitely works with compromising. Both partners have to compromise some or the other things in their life in order to have a successful relationship. And relationships are not always 50-50 because sometimes your partner might be tired and he would not really be able to put efforts because he's tired or had a terrible day at that time. The other partner would have to go and be there for that person and be there 100% when the other person is feeling zero. So it's more about understanding each other and being there for each other. I think that is what is more important.
Thank you, Ia, for shedding light on this common misconception. Indeed, relationships require mutual understanding and support, especially during challenging times when one partner may need more care and attention than the other. Key, as a younger sister, what are your thoughts on balancing individual needs and collective goals within a romantic relationship?
What I feel is expectations should be low. If you have a lot of expectations from the other person, I think that is the thing where you go wrong. You should understand, and less expectation would lead to better option or better choice. That is my answer.
Thank you, Key, for your perspective. Keeping expectations in check and focusing on understanding rather than having high demands can indeed contribute to healthier and more fulfilling relationships. Jay, let's hear from you. What do you believe are some important qualities to look for in a potential partner? especially at your age?
Yeah, I think it is more about trust and like loyalty, and we have to compromise each other for many, you know, difficult times.
Thank you, Ja, for sharing your thoughts. Trust, loyalty, and a willingness to compromise are indeed important qualities to consider when choosing a partner, regardless of age. Now let's shift gears a bit. Ia, what do you believe are some warning signs that indicate a relationship may not be healthy, and how can individuals address them?
Well, according to me, it is if the person is very selfish and has narcissistic traits, because these two can really impact and ruin certain relationships, because I myself have seen a lot of people who have been with narcissistic people, sadists, and it is very hard listening to their stories and being there for them, because their partners treated them so badly and yet they wanted to be with them because they pretended they the people who are narcissistic, they really are good, you know, good at being victims, playing victims and making the other partner feel guilty for something they didn't even do. These are some relationship patterns that you really have to take care of and notice that if your partner... So there are also some cases where the partner is narcissistic, but still they know to control themselves either by medicines or by mindfulness activity or anything else that would really help them in you know, keeping their calm down. So, and yeah, I feel that's what is important and which has been taken advantage of.
Thank you, Ia, for highlighting such crucial warning signs. Indeed, being aware of narcissistic traits and behaviors, as well as understanding how they can impact relationships, is essential for maintaining emotional well-being and fostering healthy connections. Key, from your perspective, what are some strategies individuals can use to establish and maintain healthy boundaries in their relationships?
I think they should understand what exactly other partner wants and needs, then that would be very easy to maintain the relationship and have a positiveness. In that case, I don't think so they need to worry so much in that relationship. They need to communicate and have trust each other and be there for whatever they need. I think that is the one I could give advice.
Thank you, Key, for emphasizing the importance of understanding each other's needs and maintaining open communication to establish healthy boundaries in relationships. Trust and support are indeed key components in fostering positivity and mutual respect. Jeff, let's hear from you. How do you believe individuals can navigate conflicts and disagreements constructively within their romantic relationships?
We have to sit together and talk to each other and solve the problems that we are facing in the fights and what caused the fights. And we have to talk to each other so that we can solve the fights together. That is the best way to communicate each other and not fight in future.
Thank you. Yeah, for your insightful perspective, open and honest communication, coupled with a willingness to address and resolve conflicts together, can indeed help strengthen relationships and prevent future misunderstandings. It's evident that each of you brings valuable insights and experiences to our discussion on relationships. Let's continue exploring these themes further.
Sure. What do you want to know next?
Let's dive deeper into personal experiences. Can each of you share a challenging moment from a past relationship and how you navigated through it?
Sure, I'll start I'll go first. It's Ia. Well, I was...
Of course. Please go ahead, Ia.
So, I was in a relationship with a narcissistic personality trait person. He treated me very poorly and everything, but I was so blinded by the love I had for that other person. I didn't care about anything, and I just went ahead and did most of the things for that person, and I was always been there when they needed me, and I never had them by my back, or I was never really able to rely on that person. And then until I realized all these things, already a year had passed since we were in a relationship, and then after that I started noticing these toxic traits that that this person had during our course of relationship. And that's how me, after realizing things, after actually navigating through the relationship, I broke up with that person with a really strong decision, because it was not going great and he was pretty abusive orally, which was intoxicating.
Thank you for sharing your experience, Aya. It sounds like you went through a challenging time in that relationship, but ultimately you were able to recognize the toxic traits and make the difficult decision to prioritize your own well-being by ending it. Your strength and resilience in navigating through that situation are truly commendable. Key, how about you? Do you have a challenging moment from a past relationship that you'd like to share?
Yes, I would like to share that I had one relationship, and that was so toxic and irritating because he was not being honest. He used to run away from the conversation that made me so angry, and he used to never believe that I was single, and he had more trust issues, but I never had trust issues because I believe a person completely. So I took time to realize what exactly was happening. The problem was he was running away from the conversation and he used to block me everywhere. He did not have any proper conversation right now before. So I had to end it because it doesn't mean anything when there is no conversation, there is no partner.
Thank you for sharing your experience, Key. It sounds like you faced significant challenges in that relationship, particularly around communication and trust. Recognizing when a relationship is not fulfilling your needs and making the decision to end it takes courage and self-awareness. Your ability to prioritize your well-being is commendable. Jia, how about you? Do you have a challenging moment from a past relationship that you'd like to share?
Yeah, I think...
Take your time, Jia. Whenever you're ready to share, we're here to listen.
I actually didn't have anything like bad experience in relationship. So I don't think I had a bad experience.
That's perfectly okay, Ja. Not everyone has had challenging experiences in relationships, and that's a positive thing. It's great to hear that you haven't encountered any negative situations. If you ever have any questions or want to share more about your experiences, feel free to do so.
Yeah, for sure.
Excellent. If there's anything else you'd like to discuss or any other questions, here's a joke for you. Why don't scientists trust atoms? Because they make up everything. I hope that brought a smile to your face. If you want more jokes, just let me know.
That was not even a joke. Tell me a real joke.
My apologies. Let me try again. Why don't skeletons fight each other? They don't have the guts. I hope that one tickled your funny bone. If you need more jokes, just say the word.
I actually think you're just not funny. I mean, we actually think you're not funny. We'll let go today. Not a problem. I think the time is up and we should wrap the show. So before wrapping the show, if you have anything to ask us, you can ask and just wrap it.
Got it. No problem at all. Thank you for letting me know. Before we wrap up, I just want to express my gratitude for having the opportunity to host this insightful discussion with all of you. Your perspectives and experiences have been invaluable, and I'm sure our listeners have gained a lot from our conversation today. If there's anything else you'd like to share or discuss before we end the show, please feel free to do so. Otherwise, let's conclude our episode of Too Much, This Much, Little Much on relationships.
Well, I don't have anything to discuss. Do you guys have anything to discuss?
No.
Yeah, I think we are cool.
We don't have anything further to discuss at the moment. Thank you once again for joining us on the show. We look forward to connecting with our listeners again soon. Take care and have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye. If you ever need anything in the future, don't hesitate to reach out. Take care. Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in to Too Much, This Much, Little Much. We hope you enjoyed today's episode on relationships. Remember to prioritize open communication, mutual respect, and personal growth in your own relationships. Until next time, take care and stay curious.